League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Good morning. My name is Martin Liu from Vox Markets, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Chris Von Jaco, the CEO of Polarion. Chris, you must be doing backflips and delighted, are you?
Yes, thanks, Martin. I'm happy to be here today. Absolutely.
Well, for investors who aren't aware, Polarion have announced the FDA clearance this morning for XenoView, the coil which is used with the GE Healthcare MRI system. Chris, for investors who may not be familiar with this, or can you explain why this milestone is so important for your technology and what it means for the company's future?
Yeah, absolutely. So, thanks for having me. Like I said, the FDA clearance marks a really important milestone for us, and it underscores our commitment to advancing lung health imaging. Basically, with the clearance, our technology is now accessible to a broad base of GE Healthcare's 3 Tesla MRI customers, which we estimate to be around 1,000 MRI systems in the United States. What it does is it unlocks an exciting opportunity for these hospitals and imaging centers to adopt our pioneering functional lung imaging technology. We're now fully equipped to support both research and clinical imaging for patients 12 years and older on all the 3 major MRI platforms. So that includes GE, Siemens, and of course, Philips, who we have an official partnership. By the way, just to clarify, I want to make sure people understand, we don't have one coil only, but we rather have 3 versions of this chest coil to accommodate the differences amongst the 3 MRI vendors.
Okay, well, that's interesting to know. And is there, is the investment in those coils, are they hugely different, or is it more of a sort of a coding thing, or is it actually a physical thing, the differences?
Yeah, it's actually a physical thing, right? So it's how they plug in to the different MRI systems. And there are also some other slight differences amongst them as well.
Oh, okay. And how many different systems are there used in healthcare? I wouldn't imagine there's that many, is there?
What do you mean? So
the MRI
systems? Yeah, there's a number of different MRI vendors, but the main 3 MRI vendors out there are the ones that I mentioned, right? GE, Siemens, and of course, Philips.
And I suppose the ultimate goal then is for you to get FDA clearance for all 3.
Yes, and that's what we got now. So it's a good thing for us.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. And so looking back, you've been with the company now for the last 18 months. You've clearly sort of fine-tuned the commercial strategy for the business. Looking back, how do you feel those adjustments have shaped where the company is today? And, have you learned any lessons along the way?
I can tell you that it's amazing that the time has really flown by. I can't believe it's been 18 months. But, as I probably discussed before here on this platform, our goal really was to implement our 5-pillar commercial strategy. We did that just over a year ago and focusing obviously in the most impactful areas of the business. The three pillars, the first three pillars really required immediate focus. We set out to build a robust process and knowledge base as a foundation to the first thing, obviously, drive utilization. The second thing was to increase the clinical and clinically capable sites. And third, really first solidify and then expand our reimbursement coverage. So far, we have 21 sites that have either installed or ordered our Xenon MRI systems, and we've already seen a nice uptick in the sales of our Xenon gas blend cylinders, which really shows our hardware consumables model, or as I often call it, our razor blade model is gaining traction. The last two pillars are really focused on long-term growth. One of those pillars is expanding our addressable market with Xenon MRI. We just talked about, obviously, the FDA clearance for the GE chest coil, which really opens up the clinical market for the GE MRI customers. And then, of course, additionally, we submitted documentation to the FDA in July to lower the minimum age for XenoView from 12 to 6 years old. And we should have approval during the next year on that. This will grow our addressable market by about 1 million patients and, of course, increase our value proposition with the U.S. pediatric hospitals. And then, of course, we're also actively planning the steps to further expand our FDA label to include the gas exchange indication. And then finally, the last pillar is about building strategic partnerships, like we've already done with Philips and VIDA. Partnerships are obviously essential for our growth, and we're looking forward to announcing more of those in the future. So really, I'm pleased with the progress we've made across the five pillars in 2024, and I believe we're well positioned for even more significant steps in 2025. We've consistently met our objectives thus far this year, which I feel pretty good, and it's enabled us to raise the lower end of our 2024 revenue guidance from 2 million to between 2.5 to 3 million.
Okay. I just want to drill into that very quickly as well there, Chris. You mentioned
Sure.
there that you want to reduce the age where people, obviously children from 12 to 6. Why,
Yeah.
what are the dangers for sort of ch children of that age? I'm just thinking, what is the issue?
Well, that's a great question. So, in general, this has been the first time in my over 30-year career in healthcare. When we submit it to the FDA, typically you're doing on 18 and older. Most times, medical device companies like ourselves won't even try to go after children, right? So it's kind of a difficult, risky area. But the FDA came back to us and asked for information to lower the age. We gave them information that got us down to 12 years old, which is really significant for the FDA to do that. It kind of really shows the safety aspect of the Xenon gas blend that we deliver. They then further said, "Hey, can you bring it down to age 6?" And we've done a lot of work with Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and we took all that data and did some other changes the FDA asked us, and we submitted that information to them at the end of July. So we're really hopeful over the next year we'll get approval down to 6, which I think is really important because there are some really significant areas for children from a respiratory standpoint that the physicians need more guidance on, whether it's premature babies, whether it's severe asthma, whether it's patients that are undergoing what's called bone marrow transplants for like leukemia. Our technology can really give insights to the functioning lung that the physicians really need.
Okay, well, that's fascinating. As a parent myself, I think that's just fantastic news. So listen, over the summer you raised some more capital, new capital, new money in. Could you share what you've used those funds for, how it's gone so far, and what kind of progress or developments investors can look forward to as a result of that fundraising?
Yeah, great question. We were happy to raise about 13 million gross proceeds back in June, which really I would say enabled us to make some critical investments in two specific areas. First, we significantly boosted our commercial capabilities to support our growth objectives. September, we welcomed Dr. Alan Huang as our new VP of Sales. He was previously the general manager of the U.S. MRI division at Philips. Alan brings extensive experience with MRI equipment, And also really valuable radiology expertise and industry connections. He first encountered our technology and team through our partnership with Philips. So his decision to join Hilarion really validates the work that we've been doing here. We also further strengthened Alan's team, bringing on seasoned talent with expertise in both radiology and pulmonology equipment. And by January, we'll have six direct sales focused professionals, which is a huge step up from where we were. This gives us coverage we need across the US and allows for consistent engagement at all the academic medical centers that we're targeting. And as I often say to everyone at Polarian, everyone is in sales, including myself. So in some ways, our reach goes even beyond those six. And then secondly, we addressed a gap in our clinical expertise by bringing Dr. Chase Hall on as our chief medical officer. He's an exceptional talent in pulmonology, and he's really a rising star in the field. With his years of experience in xenon MRI research, Dr. Hall was someone that I personally had hoped to bring on board from our first conversation that I had with him, which was even before I joined the company. Now that he's with us, his expertise is a huge asset. So I would say with these strategic additions, I'm confident we have a team in place to just, really drive substantial sales growth in 2025 and beyond.
Oh, it's
Oh, so
fascinating.
you could tell we've certainly built and we continue to build momentum in the company.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. And it's a great thing for the company to have the sort of validity of these highly thought of professionals, industry professionals coming to join the team.
Absolutely.
It gives investors, I think, a lot of confidence when they see this quality caliber of these individuals joining. So I just want to finish off with one last question, Chris, if you may.
Sure.
You recently had a Polarian sort of had a virtual investor day. And for those who couldn't attend it, are there any highlights that you'd like to recap for investors?
Yeah, the Investor Day was a fantastic event. The team, we really enjoyed engaging with the live audience at the end and addressing their questions. And I would say that this event really kicked off our efforts to expand investor relations as we move into 2025. Our goal is really to educate more and more investors on our technology, our great investment story, and the advancements that we're continuing to make. And we're keen to highlight the significant progress that we made over the last 12 months, which I think we did effectively during, this particular seminar. And we had a lot of positive feedback. In fact, several investors mentioned they appreciated the chance to hear from key team members beyond myself who are driving our functional xenon MRI technology forward. Dr. Hall spoke to investors for the first time discussing the clinical utility of our technology and its FDA, our FDA ventilation label. And the feedback was really positive as investors, I think, really valued hearing directly from a practicing pulmonologist about how our product is being used in clinical practice and how physicians are leveraging the insights for xenon MRI, to support patient care. And then, of course, our chief scientific officer and actually founder as well, Dr. Bastian Dreyhaus, highlighted exciting progress in our gas exchange research. He's over at Duke University, but it's a crucial area for us expanding our FDA label. He also shared some promising data from his ongoing study on pulmonary fibrosis, which could significantly expand our target market once we receive the FDA approval, for gas exchange. And Alex Dusek provided a deep dive into the commercial strategy and some of our recent progress there. And I would say, by the way, for those who missed it, the recording is available on our website. So polarian.com. It's under the investor tab, then under presentations and videos. And so we plan to host similar virtual events in 2025 and look forward to doing it.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations again. What we'll do, we'll try and put a link to that Investor Day in the corner of this video,
That'd
so
be
whoever's
great.
watching it can go straight to your website and see it then.
I
Well,
appreciate it.
thank you so much for your time this morning. I'm sure you've got a few bottles of champagne to be opening and things like that, so I won't keep you any longer.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.